are free. We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited. Right now, right now. We are free. We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited. Right now, right now.
Close your outer eyes if you haven't done already and embrace that ideal, that revolutionary idea, that truth with a capital T, that you were created free, that you are unlimited, that there are no chains that bind you, nothing that can hold you back. Let that thought fill your very soul. Swell your heart with joy and expectation. Dare to think of yourself, I am free. I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. Not now. Not ever. And if you have a loved one, a friend you've been praying with that seems to be chained to some difficulty, some habit, that seems to be held down or backed by some challenge or problem, know they are free too. Picture the chain that you've imagined binds them, now broken. The closed doors open. See them liberated. Silently seeing them in your mind. Say to them, you are free. You are unlimited. No challenge can hold you back. Age can't hold you back. Nothing holds you back. You are free. You are unbound. You are the free, liberated child of God you were created to be right now. Right now. And know that this freedom that we feel for ourselves and envision for our loved ones is the natural state of all of humanity. That we truly were born to be free. That freedom truly is our shared human destiny. A liberation at every level. Physically, spiritually, socially and politically, that freedom is our right. We are free. And we can feel it. We are unlimited. We can feel it. We are unchained. Unchained and liberated by the truth of Jesus Christ. And the Christ truth that has inspired every religion. We are free. In the name of that truth giver that makes us free, in the name of the Christ, we know this is so. And in Christ's own name, we complete this time of prayer as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.